Tabasco. Remember when you ever had the best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. But as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them all. Flicking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going, but she went still.
Hello, 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 hello. My name's Noah, or this is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to I Only Sing About Food by Runner. Runner. It's like runner, but there's an extra N. I feel like I need to emphasize it. But yeah, welcome to Foxtrot. Every Wednesday, 2 p.m., this is what the show is. It's called Foxtrot, and that's what's being hosted right now by me. I'm a big fan of that Runner song. Well, okay, I like it. I wouldn't call myself the biggest. Okay, it's a good song. I don't nothing negative to say about it. It's from his relatively new album titled Like Dying Stars Were Reaching Out, which, you know, kind little name, I guess, but it came out like, what, a month ago? 2 months ago. Month and a half. Well, split the difference. But I recommend you check that out. Runner, I think, is gaining some traction as of late. And his name is also Noah, so I have to stick by him. That is the rule. That is what you're told. Anyway, fun addition to Foxtrot today. I'm pretty excited about the music. I think today is definitely going to be a movie, or arguably today is going to be a radio show. Okay, that was bad. Without further ado, here is some more music, and I will be back in a bit. All right, enjoy.
Thank you.
Hello again. We just listened to Need To by Pine Grove. Excuse me. Just before that was Leaf House by Animal Collective. And just before that was If You Feel Alone at Parties by Black Hippie. Black Hippie is spelled with a V in place of the A. Just in case you're curious, like, well, it was such a good song, I want to look it up. It's not spelled like normally you would spell black. If You Feel Alone at Parties, I feel like, okay, my high school was not one that really had house parties because it was like 200 people. But I feel like that song is how I would feel if I was, as the title describes, lonely at high school parties. It just feels so high school. And I mean that so endearingly. I don't mean that as a slight. I feel like they somehow capture that feeling of just like, in high school, really well. So that's really the only song I know by Black Hippie. But they describe their music, according to their Spotify bio, as you would like it, or what does it say? It's by melding an emo sensibility with an indie rock aesthetic, which, you know, that's pretty fun. You know, I don't mind a good emo tune here and there, and I think that one was pretty good. So I'll probably check out more Black Hippie in the future, and I encourage anyone listening to do so as well. Leaf House by Animal Collective, that is the opening track to their album Sung Tongs. That's like really the only Animal Collective album that I like listened to and been like, I really enjoyed that. I like Animal Collective, honestly, but I think Sung Tongs is my personal favorite, which I don't think is a super popular opinion. But anyway, it has like a very just like, it's folk, but not folk. I don't even know how to describe it. But anyway, Leaf House, I'm a fan of that one. It's such a good opener. It really sets the tone, I think, for the album really well. And if you just kind of like, it's just kind of wild, I think is the best way to describe it. And the whole album's really good, except there's a 12-minute song that I feel like people hype up way too much. I was like, it's fine. But anyway, Eric mentioning out Sung Tongs, Leaf House is a good song. Okay, Need To by Pine Grove. This song kind of sets the tone for the next, like, several songs I'm going to play, because we got some twang coming up, and I, for one, am excited for that, and I hope you are too. But that song is twangy. I definitely need to get more into Pine Grove. Every song I heard, like, that's pretty cool. Like, Pine Grove, I feel like, is one of those artists where, like, if you look at me, you'd be like, that guy listens to Pine Grove. And I can't really dispute that. And so I feel like at some point I just need to embrace that that's who I am. But this song, I think this song is my favorite Pine Grove song that I know, which, again, is not many. I think it's a pretty basic opinion. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with having basic opinions, and you can quote me on that. Take that to the bank that Noah said, you can have basic opinions, and it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. All right. Yeah, it's okay. We got some twang coming up. I'm excited for it. I know you're all excited for the twang. I'm excited for the twang. Okay. Without further ado, here's some Mazzy Star. And I'll be back in a little bit to talk. Okay. Goodbye. A thousand miles an hour.
Places I've known and the faces I've seen over time are unseen and unknown. When you live in the dark and you start to believe everyone is asleep in the same way that you are, half life and half dream and half crazy to believe in anything at all. I thought I knew it well. In my mind, I knew well what I wanted you. What it is to me, and it's always half strange to believe in anything halfway insane and halfway home in your arms. Other love, like no other love I'd known before.
shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has my teeth, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's my teeth, dear? So there's not a trace of red on a sidewalk. Sunday morning lies a body once in life. Someone sneaking round the corner is that someone? Mack the knife. Children of the darkness, some are children of the sun. You can't see the sons of daylight. Sons of dark are seen by none. And the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has my teeth, dear, and he keeps it out of sight.
Okay, we just listened to Mack the Knife live by Dave Van Ronk. Ronk? Just before that was Always Half Strange by Angel Olsen. Before that was I Can't Shake the Stranger Off of You by Lavender Country. Oh, my bad. I Can't Shake the Stranger Out of You by Lavender Country. And before that was, excuse me, I've Been Let Down by Mazzy Star. That Mazzy Star song, I feel like it's not what people think, I think, when they think about Mazzy Star music. But I think that's one of my better, like, favorite ones by them. I think my girlfriend introduced that one to me. But I love the harmonica. It is so good. The harmonica is exquisite in this song. And it's just, like, an overall, like, very, like, cool and chill song. Cool and chill, I think you could use to describe it. I think I wish I knew the vocalist's name for Mazzy Star, but I think she does a really nice job here, and I think the low key aesthetic for Mazzy Star is a nice kind of change up, I think, from the shoegazy vibe that I think people often associate with them. So good Mazzy Star song. I Can Shake the Stranger Out of You by Lavender Country. A little bit of history lesson that I learned like yesterday, when I was looking up more details about this song / artist. This song comes from Lavender Country's self-titled debut, Lavender Country, that is, from like 1973, and apparently this is like regarded as the first openly gay country album, which rules, I think. That's very cool. And so a lot of the songs are just like very openly, like, just like gay liberation songs, which rocks, decidedly. And so this is one of them. I think this is probably the most well-known based on what I was, like, looking through. And I think it's been covered a few times. Like, I think Trixie Mattel, like, the drag queen even covered it. And it's on Spotify. I listened to it. And it was pretty good. So, yeah. I mean, Lavender Country, like, I enjoy that song, I think, just by itself without the history lesson behind it. But, you know, I think the history makes it more empowering. And I, like, the guy, Patrick Haggerty, I think was his name, was, he just went radio silent, but he released an album in like 2018. Let me look at that up. 2020. Oh, it's 2022. But then, which I've not listened to, but I think he died this past October, which is too bad. But I'm glad he's getting his kind of moment in the sun, even if it's posthumously. But yeah, check out Lavender Country. It's good. The music is good. Do it for history. Next up, Always Half Strange by Angel Olsen. I played a song from this album, I think, last week, too. This is from her debut, Halfway Home, which I'm becoming more and more a fan of the more I listen to. Just, like, the yodel that is in this album is incredible. I love the yodeling, especially this song. This song, she really kills it in terms of just, like, her vocals. And I wish she did... she doesn't do this anymore, and it's kind of upsetting. Angel, if you're listening, just know that I am a devout appreciator of your yodeling, and that if you bring it back, I will support you no matter what. I will defend you to the ends of the earth if you bring back the yodeling, and you can quote me on that, okay? Like, please bring back the yodeling. Anyway, Always Have Strange, great Angel Olsen song, beautiful, she does a great job. Finally, Mack the Knife Live by Dave Van Ronk. That's a cover. I forget who originally wrote that song, but The Dave Van Ronk version is the only one I know very well. And I love his voice throughout on it. It's just like grating almost a little bit, but in the best possible way. I listen to this all the time over the summer. It was arguably one of the songs of the summer for me, which is a little odd. But it's so good. I mean, it's just like, you can feel like the intensity of his voice, I feel like, increasing just throughout the entire song. And I think his voice does the song justice, is what I meant to say. And yeah, Dave Van Ronk, kind of a folk legend a little bit. You know, it's also legendary, you know, all this talk about legacy and, you know, what you leave behind. Well, when really we talk about legacy, we really need to be talking about legs and how they get you from point A to point B, especially when you're a pedestrian, which is a great segue into this hour's PSA, pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. It's been a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Yeah, everyone be safe on the road. Everyone please be safe. Just keep your eyes peeled if you're walking. Left, right, left. Or maybe it's the other way around. Anyway, look both ways. And drivers, just, like, be careful. Anyway, that's the PSA. We got more music to play. I'm excited to play that proverbial music. And without further ado, here's some Belle and Sebastian. All right.
Oh, get me away from here, I'm dying. Play me a song to set me free. Nobody writes them like they used to, so it may as well be me. Here am I now after hours. Here am I now on a bus. Think of it this way, you could either be successful or be us. With our winning smiles and our hands, with our catchy tunes or words. Now we're photogenic, you know, we don't stand a chance. Settle down with some old story about a boy who's just like me. Thought there was love in everything and everyone. You're so naive. They always reach a sorry ending. They always get it in the end. Still, it was worth it as I turned the pages solemnly. And then, with a winning smile, the boy with naivety succeeds. At the final moment, I cried. Oh, cry at endings. Always cry at endings. Oh, that wasn't what I meant to say at all. From where I'm sitting, rain falling against the lonely tenement. I said my just thought I'd let you know goodbye. Said the hero in this story, it is mightier than swords. I could kill you, sure, but I could only make you cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Dying, get me away, I'm dying. Get me away, I'm dying. Get me away, I'm dying. Oh, I'm dying. Oh, I'm dying, yeah. Oh, I'm dying, yeah. Oh, get me away, I'm dying. Get me away, I'm dying. Get me away, I'm dying.
Okay, we just listened to Main Man by Father John Misty. Just before that was Butterfly by Twin Peaks. And just before that was Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying by none other than Belle and Sebastian. Shout out to Belle and Sebastian. I've listened to them a lot these past couple weeks, I guess. I'm appreciating their discography, I think, more than I ever have in the past. And this song's a good one. It's definitely one of the more well-known, but I think that's for a reason. It's just a good song. I don't really know what else to say about it. I don't think I really noticed the trumpets in there before until I was really listening today. So that makes it even better, because if you know anything about me, I love brass in songs. It makes it better 9 times out of 10, and it's true here. So I'm also studying abroad in Scotland, and so I feel like listening to them, the Scottish indie pop legends, will allow me to settle into Scotland even better. So you could say that. Next up, Butterfly by Twin Peaks. A few weeks ago, I made a promise to you all that I was going to play more Twin Peaks, and I'm living up to that promise. So check for that. Good Twin Peaks song. Good. This is like another example of just how like distinct the Twin Peaks sound is, because it's not like they do anything insane, but like you hear a song, like you hear the vocals, and you're like, okay, this is just Twin Peaks, and it's just I wouldn't say catchy, but it goes hard. The song goes hard is I think what I'll say confidently. And what he does with his voice, you're like, oh, I hate this, and he goes into it, and you're like, wait, no, I love this. And I feel that way about a lot of songs. I feel like too many people just discredit a song because they don't immediately enjoy the vocals, because they're not super, I think, guess, the word palatable at first. But I think once you start, like, appreciating unorthodox vocals and singing styles, music becomes much more fun. And I think that is true for Twin Peaks, and I think that's true for a lot of music. So, yeah, that's how I feel about Black Country New Road, too. I feel like people discredit their earlier stuff, because the vocals sound weird, and to that I say, I think they fit the music perfectly. But that's a discussion that I can have another day. And then finally listen to Main Man by Father John Misty. That's a cover of an artist I not heard before, Mark Bolan and T-Rex. I think it's the same person, I'm pretty sure. But this comes from like a compilation album from 2020, I think, of a variety of artists covering songs by Mark Bolan and T-Rex. And I heard this for the first time a few days ago, because it's really kind of hard to find. I forget even how I found it, but I did. And it is good. Father John Misty sounds like he's having a ball, because the lyrics are so, for lack of a better word, silly. Like, he calls himself a frogman. Yeah, that rules. I think I'm a frogman, too. Very cool. He's like having the time of his life. He's like, I love Father John Misty singing. He's, like, easily my favorite vocalist, male vocalist, I think. And he just, like, goes all out here. It's great. The violin and the string section kills it. It's such a fun little Father John Misty song. I'm kind of obsessed with it. So I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Didn't take it too seriously. Okay, I got a few more songs to play. So sit back and enjoy the tunes. And yeah, I'll be back to say my goodbyes in a bit. All right. Thank you. Okay, I gotta go fast. I got like a minute left. We just listened to Mr. Church by Cutwind Firing Squad, and before that was Henry by Soccer Mommy. Both are good songs. Both have really fun guitar riffs. I listen to both a lot during the summer. Okay, this has been today's installment of Foxtrot. Every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Check it out if you're into today. It's a good time. We laugh, we cry, we hang out. And without further ado, I'm going to play our last song, Lifetime Warranty by Cyberbully Mom Club. I think there was a show after me. The host is not here yet. So stay tuned with that. And yeah, without further ado, this is No One. You're listening to 915 FM, Demo FM, and for Touch Freeform Radio. And I will see you all next week. All right, goodbye.